Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting of April the 12th, 2012. Would you have a roll call, please?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Bolliger.
Here. The board has certain procedures to follow, and the board is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinance that applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly after each board member has an opportunity to review the staff report and visit the site in question. A decision regarding the request will usually be made at the public meeting. The next item on the agenda is a board to recommend approval of the previous minutes.
So moved.
Second.
And we have a board, we have a motion and a second. Approvals of the minutes for the March 8th meeting. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case number one is 12-025 at 6400 Crow Creek Road, R1 District. A request for a variance to reduce the required setback for on-premise sign identification to 1 foot submitted by Acme Sign Company. Do we have an affidavit of publication,
Jeff? Yes, we do.
Okay. And would you like to explain what the reasoning for the sign and everything is?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located on the southern end, I guess that would be the eastern end of Crow Creek Road. Landmarks over here, you have Middle Road with 53rd to the north here. This is Surrey Heights Fire Station, Pleasant View School, and the site is the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, as indicated on the graphic being displayed for you. Currently, the church has a sign that is approximately 10 feet from the front yard setback. The required setbacks for signage is a minimum of 15 feet, so this sign is already 5 feet closer than what is currently required by the code. The current sign is approximately 18 square feet and approximately 4 feet high. The new sign, which is being requested, would be within 1 foot of the front yard setback, so approximately in this area right here, perhaps even closer. And it would be 36 square feet, or twice the size of the current sign, and 8.5 feet tall. The bottom portion of the new requested sign will be an electronic programmable message center. That's the area we're talking about right here, which will display upcoming events at the church and the times of services. The paved portion of Crow Creek Road, which is the involved roadway in front of this, is 29 feet wide. The right-of-way width is 80 feet wide. It is identified as a minor arterial on our street plan. It is not expected to be widened. New sidewalks have been installed both on the north and south sides of Crow Creek Road, so no further expansion of sidewalks is anticipated. There is the possibility that a recreational trail could go along this roadway sometime in the future, but that would be dependent upon whether a recreational trail ever comes up Valley Drive, which is to the right of this display here. So yes, it's a possibility that there could be a recreational trail alongside this roadway, but certainly nothing that has been put down in ink, let's say. If it is a recreational trail, it will be a separated trail. It will not be on the roadway, so there will be no expansion of the roadway for that purpose either. The reason for the requested placement of the sign the trees, which you're seeing here, the top foliage of the trees is just about at the height of this 4 foot sign. So with the new sign coming up an additional, that portion of the new sign would be obscured by the foliage of the trees when they fill out, and that's the reason they're asking for the additional setback towards the front. I believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, John.
I know the representative of the sign company is here this evening.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of the proposal?
Craig Jarvis with Acme Sign Company. What we're reworking is the Pleasant View sign. I'm just leaving that the way it is, raising that up, putting new face panels in it, and then adding the electronic message below it. So I'm not really increasing the size of their sign at all. I'm just adding the lower portion to it. But with the tree foliage, they want to be closer to the road so they don't block the visibility of it. I believe they're still going to be 25 to 30 feet away from the curb itself for the sign. I know that, you know, we're encroaching pretty close. I would be happy even if we were 2 feet back or more than that from the property line, but they wanted to be closer to their driveway to the west, but there's a hill there that blocks it, and they had a quote from an electrician to run power from the existing spot for over $2,000 to bore that. So they decided just to leave it where it was and then move it, try and get it closer to the street.
Anyone have any questions of the gentleman? I have one. Have you ever considered removing the trees?
Well, the grounds people there at the church, I guess they like trees. That's why they're planted there. I suggested that to them also, but being a green community, they like trees. They want to keep them there if possible.
Does anyone have any questions?
No, I guess I would like to just state a concern that there appears to be the only hardship here, if we're looking for a hardship, seems to be self-imposed. It doesn't appear that there's any, I can't discern any real hardship. And, you know, question, if the sign, you know, they say the trees are important, but it sounds like the sign's more important to them than the trees, actually. Mm-hmm. It seems like there is a reasonable price for moving the sign to a position where it probably would meet code and would still be visible, except that there is some extra expense involved.
Actually, to be within code, the sign would probably be within the parking lot area also.
They're already 5 feet.
It's already 5 feet out.
They're already encroaching, I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they've already put the sign in themselves. I don't know when it was done, but, you know, in order to be within the grass area, they've encroached. I don't know if they ever had a permit to put the sign where it is.
The sign was part of the original site plan, and it showed that the sign would be located outside of the parking area. So your point is well taken. You have several options here this evening. Number one, you can deny any variance, of course, which is always the option of the board. Number two, if you were to allow the new sign to be placed back where the old sign is, I think that is a significant enough change. We're adding enough square footage and making it almost twice as high that we have now all veered away from the original approval from the site plan, and if it was the board's desire to allow them to put the new sign in the exact same location as this sign, you would be granting a variance to reduce the setback from 15 to 10 feet, or, of course, you have the option to allow the sign to be placed any place closer than that, and that, of course, would also be a variance being granted, whatever that number would be.
Is there any issue with the size of the new sign? It fits within our sign ordinance.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
But we, in order for them to make the improvements to the sign they want to make, they actually need a new variance.
If they put it back.
Well,
that's
staff's opinion. You may disagree with us. We think it's a significant enough change that it should warrant a variance. If it's your desire to allow it to go back in the same place, it would be our preference.
To me, there are two outer trees away from those bigger ones, and the ones by the sign could be removed. They won't be there forever, but the sign would probably be there for many, many years. So it is a concern that you're already 5 feet out, in my concern, you know. Anyone else?
It is a self-imposed, it's not necessarily a topography issue. It is a self-imposed issue. They have not mature but not new trees out there that, you know, I can understand that they'd want to maintain. However, I don't necessarily, my concern, I guess, would be setting a precedent that if you start building and putting landscaping in and then want to come back later and put your sign 1 foot away from a sidewalk or 2 feet, that we'd be setting a precedent.
Well, I think I somewhat agree. I think it's, I don't think the circumstances are dire enough to, you know, in my mind, to warrant that precedent. I think that there are other, you know, there are other options there that are less palatable possibly to the, you know, to the congregation or to the leaders of the church, but I don't think that it's necessarily, there's not an impossibility there. It's just less palatable. This is easier.
I have a question. Are they within the setback requirements for the edge of the parking lot where it is existing?
No, they wouldn't, and that's the point. If we do require them to be at the required setback, we're putting the sign in the parking lot.
Right. But the parking lot is appropriately placed. It's not encroaching at all, right?
Okay. The answer to that is no.
The parking lot is correct.
It's correct. It seems to me that there is not a hardship that isn't self-imposed. On the other hand, I'm not thrilled with the idea of imposing a hardship by forcing them to build it in the right place, so to speak. So I guess I'm inclined to give them the opportunity and give them a variance to build the new sign at the old sign's location, but not to grant them the right to build it out at where they want to put it. That's my feeling.
I tend to agree.
I agree.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If that's your desire, then you would be approving a variance to allow the sign to be within 10 feet of the front property line.
That's right.
Is there anyone wants to speak in opposition to this? No one's present there, okay. Is there a motion for the board?
I guess I would move that we deny, that we approve a variance to permit the construction of the new sign at the existing location, which is to reduce the setback from 15 to 10 feet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I would second that motion.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion carried to leave the sign at its current location, which is 5 feet out in the right-of-way at the present time.
They don't have, they can still move it east or west.
Yeah, they
yes.
don't. It doesn't
yes.
have to be an exact location, just they get a variance to place it there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. The board to review and discuss the following item. Case 838 at 1460 Steamboat Drive, C7 District, a special use permit to allow public auctions submitted by U.S. auctioneers. Apparently this is just a discussion between the board. Is that correct, John?
We're seeking the board's direction. Of course, Steamboat Drive does not exist anymore. This is a approval that the board made back in 1993. We're actually talking about the southwest corner of the entire Isle of Capri property on the riverfront. It's outlined for you in red on the graphic being displayed. This is the site where U.S. Auctioneers was granted a special use back in 1993 to allow auctions, which are predominantly auctions for trucks and trailers, and these are big rig trucks is what we're talking about. One of the conditions of that initial approval was that There would be no storage or display of items for more than 8 days for any auction, and at the conclusion of those auctions that the items would be removed within an additional 2 days following the auction. Staff has received information that an upcoming auction is in violation of that condition and has had items stored down there for more than the 8 days prior to the event that the board initially authorized back in 1993. To be honest with you, staff does not routinely monitor this site down here. There's only three ways to go down there and actually see this site, and that's for you to physically traverse the George Thienan Bridge, turning west to go towards the site, or you can also view it by coming Iowa bound on the I-74 bridge, or to walk along the recreational trail on top of the flood levee. Staff does none of those things on a regular basis. We really only visit this site when there's a reason for us to, or if a complaint has been made. So we're seeking your directions as to, number one, what your response. You all have the letter as part of your packet that is pointing out the violation to you, what your suggestions to staff are in the future, how you would like us to monitor the situation and police the original conditions, and if there is any further action you would like taken specifically at this time. If so, then we would set that action up for your next agenda.
I had some thoughts on this, and if we might, that the city receive and file the letter from the resident that filed the letter, and that the city send a letter to the auction company with a copy of the resolution the board meeting that was passed in May of 1993, and that we monitor this for a few months to see what's going on by city staff or by someone, okay, and see if there is a violation, because at this point none of us, at least I don't know of any violation they're having. And I do know of some trucker friends that I have, and they come there and they look at trucks and they go to the casino and they go to lunch there or dinner. And so there are people that spend money in that location. So I would want it monitored before we turn them down, that we can't have a site there, in my opinion. Any comments by the board?
Well, I have a question. How big a problem has this been over the years? This is a 19-year-old resolution or variance. Have we had problems with this continuously that we're aware of?
This is the first complaint that I can recall in my 16 years here, okay, that I've personally received.
Okay, so we're saying this is something that has come to our attention, but we don't know is a chronic problem. So I guess to a certain extent, from that standpoint, I would have to agree that I think that rather than pull the tree out by the roots, maybe it can be pruned. You know, instead of stopping this activity altogether, maybe we can control it a little bit simply with some, you know, corrective action. A letter may serve as corrective action.
I certainly would be sending a letter to them, notifying them, and further notifying them that we'll be monitoring the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, another question I have, it looks to me, that site's, you know, right under the bridge. What happens to that site when bridge construction starts?
That site is partially consumed with the new bridge.
Okay. So it's unlikely that, and I don't know that any of us, does anybody here have a really solid idea when bridge construction starts?
Potentially 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're looking at potentially 3 or 4 more years of this.
So they would be buying this prior to that, and with a new owner, that might put up another flag to us to review it with the new owner. If they decide not to do this for their ownership time.
It seemed to me that the city's received a complaint, I'll call it a complaint. We at the very least need to forward that along and investigate and find out what the violation is and then address that situation. I mean, I don't know that we should do anything without the opportunity of of the owners of the property to respond to the complaint, but I do think the city has an obligation to police the situation and enforce, to the extent that we should, the special use. And I guess I should probably know the answer to this question, frankly, but one of the things we got to look at is what other uses that property could be put to under its present zoning, and whether or not I guess the next question becomes, well, this is a special use, whether or not that in of itself, whether or not the present owner of the place would want that revisited, or whether it should be revisited as to what should be done. But I do think you owe it to the complainant that it be investigated, and that the owner of the property be reminded as to what the special use is and what rights they have.
Bryce, do you have any comments?
I was going to ask, first of all, who owns the site? Is it Isle of Capri and auctioneers?
Greenbridge Company, I think, owns the site.
Who owns it
and
now,
that,
yeah.
And that's who's performing these auctions?
Well, no, that's not. The owner, you're correct, the owner is the parent company of the casino.
Okay.
Whichever okay. one of those Whatever. That is. The special use was granted for this location and for U.S. auctioneers. I believe they're based out of Rock Island is who conducts these. So it's U.S. auctioneers that conducts the auctions. The site is part of the overall site under the casino's company's control.
And once they're reminded of the conditions of the special use permit, should they come back and say, oh gosh, we forgot, and could we apply for a change in the conditions of the permit? Would they be, could they do that?
They would have to start the process all over again.
Over again.
They're bound
back.
By what you
right.
well, we've currently passed back in 1993.
But
if they want something
to start
more
the process and come in 6 months from now and ask for revisions to that special use or new special use permit that incorporates 12 auctions at 10 days apiece, they could do that.
They could,
if
but
they
until
want.
They do that, they're bound
they're
by
bound
what
by
we have right now.
Just wanted to clarify.
Just procedurally, I want to be honest with board members. Are we talking about staff responding on a complaint basis down here, or are you expecting staff to visit the site on a daily basis? Many people think we're in this building here. In fact, we couldn't be farther away from this building and still be in the city. We're out behind the post office, so I'm going to be honest with you. We don't go over there very often. Is that, I guess that, I want you to clarify what you're expecting staff to do.
Mr.
Here.
Chairman, I could have code enforcement in our department
okay.
take a drive down every day, with the exception of Saturday and Sunday. And
I think,
maybe
have,
monitor the amount of
You
days.
Have a calendar, don't you, Bill, of when they're going to be there, this, the auctions? Do they?
No,
no we're not privy to when they are. We might be able to be privy
Could
to
that be part of the
schedule.
Letter that you send them, that they send you a calendar as to their future auctions that you
okay.
Can monitor
sure.
it more closely than other
yeah.
than other than driving down there every day to see if there's something there?
They do have a website listed in the letter from the resident. I don't know if they have a calendar there.
I visited the site.
No.
It appears that maybe it's as they're planned, they show up on the site, but I don't know that for a fact.
I think
that
a daily expedition out
could
there.
Be something we inquire with the letter.
Are you
well, wouldn't it be simple enough if we knew when their events were and we knew they had to be out the day after, then we got a pretty good idea what their 8-day window is.
Sure.
So we could start monitoring that 1 or 2 days before that 8-day window. If we find things there, we know they're in violation. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that,
I
would
guess
minimize,
people,
that would minimize the
my guess is people who are interested in these auctions can set up a notification process through their website. Perhaps I'll try to do that.
There you go. Get on the letter.
Yes, get on the mailing list and notification
yeah.
list.
Yeah, I wouldn't think a daily expedition or, you know, crews out there would be worthwhile. This is the only complaint as well in since 1993.
I believe so.
There have been, let me say that there have been multiple complaints from the same complainant, but that's the only person that I'm aware of that has complained.
Well, I'm sure it's not practical for the staff to constantly police all of the variances that the city has granted over the last X number of years, but certainly when there's a complaint, mm-hmm. you need to address that complaint. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that there's an issue, you need to at least make a reasonable effort to address the issue. And if there's a problem, I assume, and I guess this is since I'm new, but I would assume that if you find a violation, you send out a notice, and there's a due process hearing of some kind in which the parties have an opportunity to be heard and then move on from that.
Absolutely. One of them that occurred down here was something was occurring, and it was later determined that it was occurring in a flood zone, and once we became aware of it, we went down there, stopped the project until they did all the proper items that they needed to take care of. So yes, we do respond on a complaint basis.
John, after the discussion here, is there anything you need further? Do you need a vote on this, or do you need a, well, I don't believe so.
We
were monitoring his letter, so I just didn't want to call on this.
We'll certainly put them on notice, and they'll be told that they're expected to follow what was granted to them and nothing more.
I think we understand your directions.
What you needed was a consensus.
That's right.
Okay. I think you have it.
Do we want to open this to discussion with the letter writer?
He appears to be ready to discuss it.
Okay. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Norm. Greg Yackel, 1116 Coffell. I'm the one who sent in the complaint, and I think it's fairly obvious to just about anybody that uses the bike path that trucks appear down there far in advance of the auctions, remain well past the auctions, well past the 8 to 10 day window that's been allowed by the Board of Adjustment under the special use. I do have a question on the map that's on the screen. The site that's outlined there, is that specifically the area that's been granted the special use for?
No, that was simply my attempt. That's where I've seen them.
Because they're essentially using the entire
area.
The entire area there, not just.
It's my belief that in 1993 that the address you said on
1460.
Yeah, I believe that's what all of this was. Of course, it's been
the entire.
There's no such thing as that address anymore, and now we have separate address for the casino, separate address for one of the hotels, another address for. No, it was not the intent to put it simply on the paved portion within the red lines there.
Yeah, it says it's described as lots 1 and 2 of Steamboat Landing, so I think Mr. Cackle's right. It's both of those.
My only other comment is the special use also provided for trucks and trailers. It made specific mention of that being the extent of what was to be auctioned. Again, it doesn't take the staff to walk by the auction site to see that there are many other things being auctioned out there, from fire trucks to other types of equipment like welding and different kinds of equipment that is not covered by the special use permits. So, I mean, this is to me it's a question of, do you want to let the community site just be used for anything? This area is part of the Mandalay Riverfront Trail, and there are quite a few people that use this on a daily basis. So I don't think this is some place that city residents in and visitors to our community don't see that this site is frequently seen by all kinds of residents in the city, as well as a lot of visitors.
Thank you, Greg. Someone else wish to speak in favor or in opposition?
I'm Bob Edger. I'm the property manager on the said property for Green Ridge Company. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to just mention the fact that when you asked about that, just that red site, Green Ridge takes care of everything under the undercover parking, that lot right above it. And sometimes Dick Phelps, which owns the auctioneer group, he'll call in and ask permission to park trucks over in that area. And yes, I do know he's got other equipment in there, like you said, but that's all part of the heavy equipment stuff. And I've been there 16 years on this property, and Mr. Phelps has always called me when he thought he's going to have a problem getting anything off. In fact, I've taken it down to the old case area behind it and park things for him till they could get them out of there, you know, so they wouldn't be left on that property. Now, the 8 days, the way I understand it, is he'll start loading that lot on Monday morning, and from that Monday, he's got 8 days from that Monday to the Tuesday, have everything out of there. That'd be 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't out of there, then I usually call him or he'll call me. So that's all I have to say. We use that property for a lot of other things. We donate it to people. You know, we use it for the golf courses, for the Birdies for Charity, things like that, so they mm-hmm. have parking there. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of things with that area other than those trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you'll come down at night and you'll see a couple, three semis parked there. And those people are living at the hotel
mm-hmm.
for the night.
Mm-hmm.
We let them use that area for that.
Mm-hmm.
They spend a lot of money down there. I know they do. The hotels. Because every time somebody rents a room, the city gets so much money off that room. So that's all I've got to say. I mean, this is the first complaint I've come up with in 16 years I've been here. I think that's a pretty good record, guys. So I'm sorry, but that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Do you have any comments about us sending him a letter to inform him of the 10-day stay? And the reasons we're meeting here this evening.
Sure, I agree with what your plans are to do.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Thank you.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do we need a vote on that? No.
No, you've instructed us.
This is really just informational, I think. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm reading the original decision in order, and it does indicate, on average, 200 truck tractors and trailers and accessory equipment will be on display on these auctions. So I don't know what you consider
accessory
but mm-hmm. it did mention that there would be other things.
Mm-hmm.
But we will certainly be monitoring it closer for you.
Thank you.
And make sure it's followed to your directions.
Thank you. Is there anything else to be brought before the board?
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We're adjourned.